This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So I watched 2,000 Mules last night, and by the way, I had no problem. I had no issue in paying $30 so I could watch that in high def on the internet. I purchased it. You can also rent it. I think it's got a 48-hour window on a rental for $20. And then there's low-quality versions that have been published to Rumble. But Rumble has an exclusive rights to have those up. And so if you see it on YouTube and it's getting banned, that's actually Rumble alerting YouTube and other platforms to remove it. So obviously they want to censor it, but that actually is Rumble saying YouTube is not allowed to put this up because this is our own thing. So I have no problem with them doing that. I had no problem paying the $30. Now, the documentary 2,000 Mules will infuriate you. It will infuriate you for multiple reasons. Of course, the biggest of which, it shows that our elections are rigged and that rampant cheating goes on and that the individuals involved in the cheating all know exactly what they're doing. So I would boil it down like this. Pretty much everything that our instincts told us and that we already knew with observable evidence and common sense is just fully proven in this documentary film. And the reason it's called 2,000 Mules is because Dinesh D'Souza, True the Vote, and Greg Phillips were able to get via security camera and data technology, they were actually able to find the 2,000 Democrat mules that were going from Democrat Party headquarters to ballot boxes back and forth all day long, all hours of the night, with hundreds of ballots, sometimes thousands of ballots. And not only were they able to capture all of this on film and with the tracking data via the cell phone, they were also able to do the math because there are records at drop boxes, there are records of numbers of ballots that get dropped off and time they get dropped off and everything. So they were able to essentially cross-reference the individuals' geometric data showing them going from Democrat Party headquarters to drop boxes. They were able to watch them actually put the votes in the drop boxes via security cams that were installed, HD security cams that were installed at the drop boxes. There's also multiple points that indicate the mules know exactly what they're doing. They know what they're doing is criminal because you can tell they're looking around. They're going at 3 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning. They start to use gloves because at one point, law enforcement was actually able to identify illegal ballot traffickers because of fingerprints on the ballot boxes. And then after that story broke, all of a sudden all the mules started wearing gloves. So they know what they're doing, folks, and they got caught doing it on camera with the geometric data. So, look, there's a lot of problems that need to be followed up here. And, of course, an investigation is needed immediately. I mean, that's step number one. But everybody at the highest levels of government is corrupt, and they're all in the tank for the Democrat Party. So it's not going to come from the top. It's not going to come from the federal government. It's not going to come from the FBI, anything. And I really believe the only chance we have at justice here is sheriffs. I think that's our only hope, is sheriffs taking their power back. Because, folks, what is proven in 2,000 Mules beyond a reasonable doubt is that massive election fraud and massive criminal activity happened in the 2020 election. And there need to be thousands of arrests. There need to be investigations. Millions of dollars should be going to investigating this. Not January 6th, not Ukraine, but finding out the criminals that rig our elections.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
So you've just heard my review of 2,000 Mules as we return to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I now give out the phone number. I want to hear your review. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Only calls reviewing 2,000 Mules. And I believe Alex is going to do something similar tomorrow, where he's actually going to take a lot of the HD clips and show you some of that. And then I know Dinesh D'Souza also coming on as well. And so 877-789-2539, only calls to review 2,000 Mules and your thoughts. And here's some of the other headlines as we get your calls up on the board. So there's a back and forth about Newsmax apparently trying to block 2,000 Mules. They're claiming they're not. And then Dinesh D'Souza said this: "Look, guys, I like Newsmax. I've appeared frequently on your various shows. But is this an adequate explanation of why you aren't having me on to talk about this movie? Do you not consider the biggest topic on your audience's mind to be a legitimate story?" Well, yeah, Newsmax was censoring this story after the election, but I think Dinesh D'Souza is going to win this one, and I think the hosts there are going to win this one, and I do believe Dinesh D'Souza will be a guest on Newsmax to talk about this probably in not such a long time. Now, the censors at Twitter and Biden's Ministry of Truth are absolutely panicked right now. So all day on Twitter, as 2020 election fraud was trending and as 2,000 Mules was trending, they had their fact checkers out. They were saying, nope, none of it's real. Nope, none of it exists. Nope, nothing was proven. So they know that this is a big deal, folks. This is what happened when you logged into Twitter today. They just put all this propaganda up there, all this Democrat Party propaganda. So they know this is devastating. The Democrat Party knows this documentary is devastating to their criminal fraud. And quite frankly, the Republicans do too, because the Republicans knew all about it, folks. And there were actually whistleblowers hired by the Republican Party that went into the documentary and said, I watched the polls. I gave the Republicans all this information. They knew about these drop boxes. They knew about the ballot harvesting. They knew all about it. I brought them the film and they did nothing. So the Republicans were in on the rig too. So they all know their goose is cooked. If America sees the film 2,000 Mules, everybody's going to see the massive fraud that happened and the massive criminal activity that happened in the 2020 elections. And there should be demands for a investigation immediately. If this is not investigated, folks, we don't have a country. We're done. This happens, though. I mean, there's film all the time of people walking right up, broad daylight, boom, shoot somebody in the back of the head. So this would be like if you had film, if there was just a homicide at a gas station in a convenience store or whatever, and you've got the film, and there's the guy, he walks right up to the victim, puts the gun to the back of his head, and boom, kills him. And you have all the evidence, and then you gave it to the cops, and they did nothing. That's what this is like. If nobody investigates this, we have no law enforcement, we have no elections, we have nothing, we have no country, the criminals have taken over, we're gone, we're lost. And that's what people are going to realize, and that's why the fact checkers at Twitter and the Democrat Ministry of Truth are panicked that people are watching this documentary right now. Here we go. AP, fact focus, gaping holes in the claim of 2K ballot mules. There's no holes. There's no holes. No, there's none. PolitiFact, the faulty premise of the 2,000 Mules trailer about voting by mail in the 2020 election. No faulty premise, all the evidence presented very clearly. I mean, it's just, it's all there. They're all in denial. And then the other side of it. After 2000 Mules premiere, True the Vote promises to pull the ripcord and release all the data. We'll see if and when that happens from Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote that had such an important role in this movie. I mean, they are the masters of showing how elections are rigged, and they caught the Democrats rigging it, folks. And then there's this. Woman finds box of mail-in ballots on East Hollywood sidewalk, L.A. County Registrar investigating. That just happened last night. That's like that viral footage out of, I think it was Bolivia, where there was a truckload of ballots that got seized by the citizens in Bolivia, and the guy ran, and they pulled out all the ballots, and every single ballot in the truck was for the same guy who was the communist, who was the Democrat, who was the globalist. And they seized that truck, and they got those ballots, and they showed them the cameras. And by the way, that clip is actually going viral again. If you see it out there, that was from 2017 in Bolivia, I believe it was in Bolivia, or pretty sure it was Bolivia, South America somewhere. But it was a 2017 clip. It's going viral again now. It just shows, yeah, elections are rigged. Mail-in ballots rig elections. If you can't figure that one out, you might be a liberal. So we're now taking your calls, your reviews on 2,000 Mules. Let's keep it on that topic, and let's keep it pretty concise so we can get as many reviews as possible. Yeah, there's the footage right there from Bolivia. They found the truck with all the fake, well, they were real ballots, but obviously not real votes. And they all had the same communist, same Democrat there. That's what happens, folks. That's what happened to us in 2020. Except a lot more sophisticated. It's like Biden said, hey, we just set up the best election fraud system on the planet. We're going to steal this election. I don't even have to campaign. So we take your reviews on it now. And let's start with Patrick in Oklahoma. Patrick, what did you think about 2000 Mules?
It's obviously one of the most important films of the year, if not the entire century so far. This could be the film that changes the course of history in the 21st century. And I just couldn't be more proud of Dinesh D'Souza, who is the number two documentary filmmaker in America.
Yeah, it may be the most important film, and it will be if there's an actual legitimate response from real law enforcement in this country. If there's an investigation and we catch these crooks, it will be the biggest movie maybe in American history. But if no one wants to do anything about the massive election fraud, then it's just a sign that this country's already dead.
There's a cultural chasm there. I've never met a conservative who didn't know who Michael Moore was, and yet I've only met a handful of liberals in the last 10 years who'd ever heard of Dinesh D'Souza. So we got to build that bridge and get this information across to the other half of the country and the DAs and the police and people involved in the system.
And, of course, we all know why nobody's heard of Dinesh D'Souza and why everyone's heard of Michael Moore. Michael Moore gets promoted by the establishment. He's a liar or an idiot. Either way, it has the same effect with his take the guns from Americans and his fake climate change BS and everything else that they do. That slug, Michael Moore, when Dinesh D'Souza is 10 times the filmmaker of Michael Moore, and his films are actually truthful, or at least based in reality and the ideas of human freedom and protecting America. So, but what do we do to make sure that DAs, what do we do to make sure sheriffs, police officers, good FBI agents, I mean, what do we do to make sure that they do see this film and that we have an investigation? I mean, there should be investigations being demanded today. I mean, where's the Republican Party?
That's what I did after 9/11, is I burned copies of your films and shared them to everybody I could. Thousands of your films I burned. I burned out two DVD burners in the 90s and 2000s, getting your stuff out there. And again, this is a perfect tool to be able to do that at this moment again. Share this film to everybody. Put a physical copy in their hands. Burn them if you have to.
Yeah, project it onto city hall buildings. Project it onto skyscrapers downtown. I mean, just get it out. Let people know our elections are being stolen. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, what did you think of 2000 Mules?
Well, it actually absolutely proves the theft of this election. Knowing something and proving something are two different things, but this proves it. Okay, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and Phoenix, based on the cell phone information they bought, was enough to more than steal the election. And one more thing, the woman in the videotape that was so stupid, she threw the gloves in the trash can. Fingerprints stay on the inside of the gloves. Why didn't anybody go in that trash can and have her arrested?
Yeah, that's true. There needs to be arrests and investigations. And, you know, you bring up the point about the cell phone tracking, and it's worth delving deeper into, because they only bought a finite amount of cell phone data that could be used. So, folks, I mean, essentially, it could only potentially be like 5% of the mules that they caught. They just purchased this bundle in these areas of cell phone activity, and they caught 2,000 mules. So, I mean, if they would have had bigger bundles of that data cache, they could have caught 5,000 mules. All right, Bart, thank you for the call. All right, we're taking your calls, reviews on 2,000 mules. The numbers to get in, 877-789-2539. We've got BC, Julia, Rhonda, Dave, Nick coming up. And there's still a couple lines open if you want to dial in. We'll be right back.
I designed over 200 t-shirts in the last 25 years. And we have some of those original designs still for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. These are real classics. But ladies and gentlemen, they're all about to be limited edition because we're selling out of them. They're about to be history, and we're selling out of the hoodies, the ball caps, the t-shirts, all these amazing designs at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, except for this fundraiser shirt that is a real hit and people love it. It's $24.95. Alex Jones is right on the front, the red thunderbolt. And then again, on the back, a big, bold InfoWars.com. Exercise your First Amendment. Don't let the leftist and the globalist bully silence you and fund the InfoWar at the same time. There is not a more politically incorrect shirt that sends a stronger message of freedom, resistance to the New World Order than the Alex Jones Was Right shirt, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this shirt is limited edition as well. We're doing one more run and then no more. InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours today. One of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here. And I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it. But I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine. But spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots and getting immune dysregulation, over or under reactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, the FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer-reviewed NIH on the NIH server. And so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately, for some unknown reason, is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with a higher dose of zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID, or influenza virus, or RSV virus, or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune system. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need, I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots.
We love you. We appreciate you. ZDTalksLive.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most of the other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply, and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2, at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we've got loaded phone lines. People want to comment on the 2000 Mules documentary film. Just came out from Dinesh D'Souza. It has serious red pill power. It has serious Change America power. But it has a missing link right now. And it's the same missing link where we know all these crimes are being committed. We have all the proof of the crimes. Now, who wants to do something about it? Does anybody have any interest in actually making sure criminals and treasonous actors pay the price for their crimes? Anybody? This has been our issue. We have so many criminals running rampant, so much treason being committed, and nothing ever gets done about it. But we've never had a story like this with so much proof of election fraud. I mean, just from so many different angles and aspects. And you're about to find out, my guess is, just how big of a joke law enforcement is in this country. That is, unless you're a conservative, a Trump supporter, or a Christian, then you're going to find out law enforcement's coming to your door to arrest you for something. But, oh, stealing elections, we don't really bother with that, you know. So, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why the crew decided to put the Fizzy Magnesium logo up behind me, but okay, it's been up there all day. Fizzy Magnesium. It's my favorite orange drink. I'm telling you, it's the best orange drink mix you're going to find out there. Not to mention the fact that it has a high dose of high-quality magnesium. Magnesium is imperative for enzyme function in the body. In fact, it's probably the most important thing for enzyme function in the body. And most people are deficient in magnesium. So we came out with Fizzy Magnesium Orange Drink Mix. It's 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, it's my favorite orange drink mix. It's going to be yours too. Get Fizzy Magnesium now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we go back to the phone lines. We've got Rhonda dialed in from Texas. Rhonda, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Hello, hi.
How are you doing? Yeah, I think the movie was great. I'm glad somebody finally put it out that you know, knew how to get the point across. And if he would get with the pillar guy and he has the voter machines that he's got proof of, it seems like somebody ought to be able to prosecute these people and get this country back on the right track.
Well, you know, maybe here's what people need to understand. Look, people understand like the idea, the concept, the practice of like a mafia or gangsterism, because they see the Hollywood films and they see it when it comes to drugs and all that stuff. So they understand how it works. Now it's time to have that understanding, but now take it to the next level and understand and apply that that's what's going on in politics. The gangsters aren't, I mean, you know, gangs run drugs, whatever. No, the real gangsters are running the government now. The gangsters are running the government now. And so, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, who's going to investigate the mob boss? Who in their right mind would investigate the mob boss? Or who isn't paid off and compromised by the mob boss? I mean, that's where we're at. It's like, is there anybody out there that's not paid off and compromised by the mafia that runs this country? Is there anybody out there that has the courage and the fortitude to come out and put their neck on the line against this criminal mafia? So far, I mean, sure, people in media are doing it. Where's law enforcement to follow it up?
Right, and you're right, though. The sheriffs are the only really one that I could see that could make any difference. But they're probably bought out, too. You know, their Soros has got them all paid off, I'm sure. So.
Yep, that's the problem.
I mean, yeah, a big problem. It's like your ordeal. Man, that's totally screwed up. I mean,
it's a criminal mafia. Rhonda, would you have ever expected, though, for election fraud to happen like that?
Never. I've never been political, but until this last, ever since the Trump thing started, and I didn't even like Trump, and now I love him to death. I mean, I watch y'all's show every day, and we take y'all's supplements, we wear y'all's shirts every day, and y'all are great. Thank goodness y'all are there. I mean, because I don't know who else will be making a big difference like y'all do.
Well, thank goodness for you. You're part of this. You keep us on the air. You fund us. You fuel us with your prayers and your support. And so we're all in this together, Rhonda. And God bless you for calling in today and helping us fight the good fight. And, yeah, folks, I mean, look, I'm very happy at Dinesh D'Souza. And let me just explain something as well, because people are like, oh, you know, it's like, aren't you bitter? You reported this first. You did the Stop the Steal Caravan first. You had all the information first. No, folks, I'm not bitter because, and let me explain something, because, like, you know, they put guys on the panel that talk trash on InfoWars and don't respect you and don't recognize you, like Charlie Kirk and Sebastian Gorka. Hey, fine, whatever. I'm not in competition with them. I just want to save the country. Freedom is the ultimate prize here. And the reason why that is because they're all with Salem Media, and Salem Media produced the film. So that's how they chose that panel is my guess. But no, I'm glad they did it. I'm glad that these people that said InfoWars was fake news all are reporting the news that we broke over a year ago. So no, that's not bitterness. That's a thank God people are amplifying the message, even if it's a year late. And Rhonda, thank God for you. Let's go to Dave in Florida. Dave, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Bowen.
Dave.
Can you hear? Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. If I could, real quick, I want to talk about the 2,000 mules, but I'd like to make a plug for X2. I started ordering it about 4 months ago, and my mother has a condition, I forget what it's called, but it's hereditary, and I was getting it. Causing me to tremor real bad. And it was to the point where I couldn't hardly write or use a screwdriver. The X2 was life-changing. That's what I wanted to say. I started taking it, and I mean, the very first time I take it, I've heard you speak about this. It's like, wow. And but it's absolutely helped me. And then I started noticing my sunspots disappearing. And when that lady called in the other day about her sunspots disappeared, I'm like, holy cow, that's probably what's doing it. But anyhow,
let me just say, Dave, thank you for that, for sharing that story. And I'm so glad that it was life changing for you. And we appreciate your support. But let me just say, I mean, because I've had the same experience with a lot of the supplements. Here's an example, and I don't know what it is, and I'm not saying it's just iodine, but I think the iodine is a factor. Folks, I've got pretty light skin, and I mean, growing up and as a kid, and, you know, I would sunburn pretty easily, even if I wore sunscreen. I haven't worn sunscreen. My mom, like, freaks out about this because people in my family have skin cancer. Mom, I'm telling you, the secret is not wearing sunscreen. But I haven't worn sunscreen in over 2 years. I can go out in the sun right now for probably 3 to 4 hours, and I won't get a burn. Like, just broad daylight sun. So there's something to it. And it's just, we're getting chemically attacked. We're under attack. There's a war on to wipe us off the planet. So, yeah, of course, there's chemicals that are making us sick, giving us cancer. And once you relieve all those out of your system and bring in the good stuff, you get healthy again. But, David, thank you for that plug. Quickly here, though, what'd you think of the movie?
We paid for the 2,000 mules, too, and I was happy to pay for it and help support the cause. And you're absolutely correct. We need a widespread investigation. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I disagree in one sense with the previous caller. You know, Mike Lindell's already showed the computer proof where they hacked the election. Dr. Frank, so many other people have showed the other proof where it's been hacked. And then this movie just shows the tip of the iceberg. There's a huge mountain of evidence all across the country.
Yeah, I mean, you consider all the evidence, it's clear the election was stolen.
I've been syndicated by GCN for 25 years, and I've been in the time slot we're in for 23 years, the Rush Limbaugh slot. They wanted me to go up against Limbaugh. I didn't want to, but Ted said, you got the job, I'll pay you the money, and I'll put you on all these stations if you do it. And we exploded from day one. And over the years, talk radio's gotten in trouble and collapsed and gotten small with the audiences it has per capita, but still together, it's huge. We have 300-plus affiliates. We reach millions of people a day through them. And Ted owns a few other companies, and he went from GCN being very, very popular and very, very profitable to still being extremely Popular with 750-plus affiliates and over 60 shows they syndicate, gardening shows, liberal shows, conservative shows, and he's just been putting his own money in the last 3 years into it and breaking even. But the Democrat Party anti-gun group, you never say their name because they live off us, we don't live off them, they sued him over the years. He spent something like $500,000 fighting him in the last 4 years. And finally they came to him a few months ago and they said, just give us that network, take Alex Jones off the air, and we'll forgive you. But if you don't, we're going to destroy you. And they sent his insurance company a threat of $500 million. This is just ridiculous and preposterous for our free speech if he didn't turn things over. They want me off the air, which is ridiculous because we're already syndicated ourselves years ago. But Ted's still there, and we got over 80 affiliates with him. And so I told Ted, I said, what do you need to go through the trial with these people coming up this summer? And he said, well, they tell me about $300,000. If you'll just get me half of that, because Ted's, getting a super rich guy. He's blown through a lot of his money over the years, keeping us on air. He said, I will not basically just close this place. But he said, that's what they're saying. And so we put out the address at GiveSendGo of SaveGCN.com. And listeners raised about $25,000. And that's great. I appreciate that. But we need to raise him over $100,000, and he'll match the money, to fight these people over the next year or so and not just give in to what they want. And again, the world will be a whole other place in a year. We need to stay on air now. We're not worried about the money, our networks, any of this. We're just simply trying to fight hard until the end with this whole situation. And so it all goes to keep us on the air and to stand up for Ted, that stood up for freedom so long, and to fight this legal battle. SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. And they need to raise $80,000 at least. Or I told him, I said, I'll pay for it. I don't have that extra money right now, but I'll get it one way or another. I sold my house. I've been putting all the money in to keep this place going the last 3 months. That's fine, but I mean, we're down to the wire, just like you see in the news with war and COVID and all of it. This is the beginning of very serious times, so we need to stay on air, and God's working through you to keep us on air. So I want you to go to SaveGCN, SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com, and donate to get Ted the money he needs to continue that fight. SaveGCN.com, at GiveSendGo, because they're literally trying to shut down the radio network we're on one way or another to get us. And that'd be like, cutting our left hand off. It wouldn't feel good. We can keep fighting. But it's definitely them just hacking through, burning through, getting the bank accounts, taking the sponsors, suing us, deplatforming us, just attack, attack, attack. And that's fine, because they're going down. The New World Order's going down. Everybody's aware of who they are and what they're up to. But we need to stay in attack formation to the end and not stop. So go to SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. Go to SaveGCN.com and make a donation. I appreciate you. Hey, I'm not pressuring you if you don't, but if you think what we've done is important and you want to invest in freedom and free speech and put your finger in the eye of George Soros, this is the place to donate. SaveGCN.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
We continue to take your calls, your reviews on 2,000 mules, total election fraud proven. And my guess is our corrupt government will do nothing about it. They'll find ways to destroy yours truly, and once they get done with me, they'll come to you too. But stolen elections, we're not interested in that. We got to go after conservatives and journalists. That's what we're concerned about here in America. Steal as many elections as you want. We're going to stop Americans from speaking out. We're the FBI. We're the Biden administration. We're Democrats. All right, so we go back to the lines. We've got Mike in Michigan. Mike, your thoughts on 2,000 mules.
Hello, Owen.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Yes, I've purchased 2,000 mules. My wife and I watched it. Confirmed a lot of stuff, again, just like the Lindell investigation, all the other investigations, just more proof And this is why we, with a MAGA Congress, if the House, they need to elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House to go after all these treasonous acts and people. And he'll have more power as Speaker of the House than would ever have as president. And we cannot wait till 2024. Cannot wait.
Well, and I do agree with that. I want to hold right there, though. I do agree we cannot wait till 2024 because the midterms are going to be important. But, you know, the interesting, I think it's a long shot. It's like probably a never shot that Trump is going to be Speaker of the House. But the interesting thing is, can't they, I was reading up on this, they can appoint Trump as Speaker even if he's not in Congress, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The majority elects their representative of the Speaker of the House. Trump does not need to be a representative of the House.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They can appoint whoever they want. And what I also want to say is I'm going to encourage people. InfoWars has made it as a low of donation, as low as $5 to support InfoWars. There's Reset Wars. There's the product. But a $5 donation is monumental. And the best value out there for $5 going. Because InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. And let me just kind of go a little further there. You know, Alex is stubborn as a mule. No pun intended. But Alex could have very easily made decisions around here. And said, okay, well, we can't afford to do 10 hours of live broadcast. We can't afford to have a huge crew. We can't afford to have all these people. We're just gonna basically cut down to bare minimum and just do the Jones Show and whatever else Alex can do. And he said, no, we're not doing that at all. We're not scaling back a single person. We're not laying off a single person. We're not shutting down any live shows. And so that's all possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So we appreciate that, Mike.
Well, you're more than welcome. If I could do more, I'd do more. And I know there's a bunch of other folks just like me doing all they can.
And by the way, that's the donations page. That's the donations page at InfoWarsStore.com. I meant to say this yesterday, and I'm just so scatterbrained, and I just have all this news in front of me. If you go to Info, guys, pull up InfoWars.com because Mike is talking about other ways to help. The donation page, Reset Wars, InfoWarsStore.com. Now we do have some third-party sponsors that you come on and hear about, and they do great stuff too. But if you go to InfoWars.com, here's another way you can help that's just as important, I would say. And we have a social media page where you can go click on the tab at InfoWars.com. I'm sure they'll put it on the screen in front of me eventually. And you go up, there's a tab, I believe it's on the right side, and that's why I'm begging the crew now. I will get on my knees and beg to have InfoWars.com on the screen in front of me. Yes, click social on the far right side there, and that will take you, we have it laid out nice and easily organized, and it will take you to all the different places where you can find our content, find our coverage, and where you can share it and share the links and get the information out there. A perfect example is that, obviously, I'm not allowed on Twitter, but I do an hour and a half counter-protest at an abortion rally. You can go to band.video and download that and then share it on Twitter, and those clips can go viral because we can't do it. So I just wanted to point that out. I forgot to do that. The social media team put a whole page where you can see everywhere we're at and take the links and share them and view them for yourself. So I just wanted to also put that. That's a very important aspect of keeping us on air, too, is sharing what we actually do here, sharing the content. Anything else, Mike?
That's it. I'll get out of the way and let another person come in with their two cents, too.
And they stole Michigan, by the way. Michigan directly affected. They stole Michigan from Trump. They caught them red-handed. All right, Mike, let's go to Mitch in Ohio. Mitch, you're on InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Okay, man, I'm gonna cut right to the chase. 2000 Mules, great film. It reinforces what we already knew. To have it on camera, I think is the real that's the real jackpot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if a lead investigator, detective, lawyer was presenting it as evidence, it's beyond reasonable doubt, election fraud. Beyond reasonable doubt, there was election fraud. Just guaranteed.
Sure, no doubt. And this is what I think we're starting to see them shaking their boots a little bit here. And, you know, you might see little things happen here or there that the news is obviously not going to cover it, but we're going to start seeing stuff. I mean, hell, on TikTok earlier, I saw a guy from Illinois coming out and saying they've made serious adjustments to the election laws in Illinois through the Senate. And, you know, it's starting to change things. And this film is having an impact. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it really
And then
is.
They got whistleblowers. They got mule whistleblowers who said, yeah, we get paid. We know it's illegal. Like, and they take advantage of us. Like, they take advantage of people that don't know it's illegal. Then they find criminals that know what they're doing is illegal. I mean, it's all in there. The whistleblowers, the video evidence, the data evidence with the cell phone tracking. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, and the other part, too, is this. This ties in, you know, if you put the Great Reset glasses on and look at this through those, you start to see that their weakness is stuff like this. It's the grassroots stuff. It's not the big tech stuff. It's not the, you know, the censoring on the media and all that. This is their Achilles heel. It's when you start to capture what goes on, like you were saying earlier about it being a mafia and all that, you're spot on. And that's how the mafia worked. They weren't front page news. You know, Gotti and them guys were front page news, but all the work was going on behind the scenes. All their business models were behind the scenes. It was the little guys, you know, the nickel and dimers that added up enough to make them a powerful empire. And this, I think, is the true. This is where we're going to really make a difference, man. And the other thing I wanted to comment on real quick about the Speaker of the House thing, you know, there's a lot of things. I don't know if it's possible, like you said. I really don't. But that could be a serious game changer. If that could happen, I mean, that would be devastating.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. But. And I don't even know if Trump would be interested, quite frankly, but it would certainly, I mean, something has to be done. Donald Trump won the election. Donald Trump is the legitimate president, and we've had our country stolen. I mean, it's just, does anybody, like, any, hello? Like, let's save America. Hello?
Quick, man, I don't want to be on here too long. Here's the other idea. When people donate to InfoWars, if InfoWars had a candidate or candidates that they would donate to also, like if we donated, you know, if I donated $10, $2 would go to MTG, $2 would go to Matt Gaetz, $2 would go to, you know, the lady in Pennsylvania. Her name, you know, vanishes my mind at the moment.
Yeah, Burnett, Kathy spot. Burnett.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like if we could do something like that and set something like that up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea. There may be some. You know, there may be some weird stuff, weird laws about something like that. I don't know all the ins and outs. But, I mean, we try to promote the good candidates, if nothing else. We try to make sure we're promoting the right candidates. But getting directly involved is a little more hairy, if you will.
The letter from Albert Pike regarding the Illuminati plan for 3 world wars is largely considered a hoax, due to the use of the word Nazism in a letter dated 1871. But it is interesting to note the desired outcome of this alleged plan. According to the letter, the Third War officially started on 9/11 and was intended to leave the people in a state of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. They will then use nihilists, atheists, and revolutionaries to create a cataclysm of social turmoil. And they will do this in order to force the people into exterminating the destroyers of civilization. According to this letter, this bloodbath would result in the destruction of both Christianity and atheism, and lead to the pure doctrine of Lucifer as the new world religion. And it does appear as if this is happening now. As if the powers that be are pushing the people into a desperate corner. As if their main goal is to create mass chaos and violence. But they've been doing this all by decree, because they have no authority over God or the U.S. Constitution. And so they'd be thrilled if we burn it all down for them, proving we are inferior savages in need of governance. They thought they'd have that on January 6th. But the people were there for peace, love, and justice, not a revolution. We don't need one. We already have our Declaration of Independence. But without justice, the death cult remains free and continues on its path to kill us all. They are going to shut us down again, but this time the United Nations will be in charge. Our government is giving them that authority at the end of this month, just in time for the next international health crisis. And with the leaked Supreme Court memo on Roe v. Wade, they can launch endless organized riots on us while we remain locked in our homes. Round two is coming, and this time with food shortages and the crashing dollar. But it doesn't have to be like this. Their authority is the biggest psyop ever. You are not their slave unless you choose to be. They are convincing you to do this to yourself. When they demanded that everyone wear a mask in 2020, the majority of us could have said no, demanded justice, and the true renaissance would have then begun. The 2020 lockdown was a beta test to gauge how compliant the population was, and we failed. But we will soon have another chance. And 2020 was also a wake-up call for millions of Americans and millions worldwide who previously had no idea how corrupt our governments had become. So now we are many, and we must all prepare for the next lockdown. And we must remember that we are not savages, sheep, or slaves. We are human beings with free will. And as lawful Americans, it is our responsibility to apprehend these traitors, exact justice, and restore the republic. But first, we must simply say no. Say no to the masks. Say no to sheltering in place. Say no to vaccine passports. Say no to shutting down your business or your church. And if the police come to shut you down, make them commit treason. The law of the land is already in the hands of the people. All we have to do is wake up and take it back together.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Final segment of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com for the day. We'll be back tomorrow, angering the left that I'm still on air. They write stories every day about how they want me in jail. Sorry, innocent people don't go to jail in a free country. That's why you're trying to make it a slave country. It's what you're into ever since prior to the Civil War. All right, but let's get back to your phone calls. We're doing reviews of 2,000 mules. And it's been great to hear from the audience. Let's continue with Diane in Florida. Diane, what did you think of the documentary?
I loved it. But before I get to that point, can I say two other things about your product?
Yes, go ahead.
I love BrainForce, the Ultra. I'm in my 70s. I don't want to tell you how far into my 70s I am. But I take BrainForce every day, and it's made a tremendous difference.
Well, wow. I need to use this as a product plug. You sound sharp as a tack.
Love it. I just absolutely love it. And I buy so many of your shirts. My favorite one is Live Free or Die. I don't know if you still have that one or not, but it's a great one. And I love it. And I wear it all the time. And I bought a bunch of them. And I give them away for Christmas and birthdays. And everybody knows what presents they're getting from me. I give them all InfoWar shirts.
Diane in Florida, a true info warrior. And I don't know. We have sold out a lot of the shirts. We got it up on the screen right there. Live Free or Die Minuteman T-shirt. Guys, hit me. Give me a... All right, you know what? Yeah, there we go, guys. Thank you so much. It is still in stock. Let's see what sizes we got here. This is Diane's favorite shirt. All we have left is medium, folks, so get it before it sells out. But there you go, Diane. There's your favorite shirt right there.
I tell them, and away we go. But at any rate, I loved the film. I watched it twice because sometimes you don't always get everything the first time go around. But there was something that I got out of it the second time. I just missed it the first time. Maybe I didn't have enough of my brain force yesterday when I watched it. But what I'm seeing is that there is a real industry that is created by the deep state, the left, whomever. And there's an industry there, because one of the things that was mentioned in the film was that 3 out of 10 phone pings that registered for the mules also registered on many of the riots throughout the United States.
That's right.
So the same people who were the mules also were people who were doing the riots. So there's an industry there.
Yep. No. Let's be clear about this. Look, I talk about this a lot. There's others that do as well. The Democrat Party has a history of terrorism, folks. That's not just rhetoric. They don't teach you about the KKK, and they don't teach you about the Weather Underground. There is literally a paid criminal element of the Democrat Party, and you're right, Diane. This film proved it. The same people they pay to illegally ballot harvest for their mules are the same people that go out and start riots and burn cities to the ground. They're paid by Democrats. I mean, Laura Loomer caught him on camera talking about it. I mean, it's unreal there hasn't been an investigation into this.
And you see some of the same people in other countries. I also watched Ukraine on Fire.
Yep.
And there were some of those same lookalikes in the mob there also.
That's the Soros money.
It's international. It's just not the United States, and it's very scary. And I would like to thank you very much for all the work that you do, the education that you're providing to many of us in the United States that we would not know if it weren't for you. But I will tell you, I learned many things from you, and I go a little bit further, and I do a little bit more research, and I find even more things out that are, it's just incredible.
Brian Stelter doesn't want you to do research. CNN doesn't want you to do your own research. MSNBC wants to control you. Come on, Diane.
You know, in my life prior to this, I was a strategic planner. So I look at something, I look at it with a different set of lenses, and I see different kinds of things that other people might not see, and then I start digging a little bit. And the other thing I'd like to say, too, it's off to the side a little bit. I wasn't sure about Musk, but I have to tell you, several months ago, there was a segment.
Well, look, Diane, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I've got other callers I want to get on, and I just want to talk about the film here. So I hope you call in again. Great caller. Wow. Diane in Florida. And then if you want to call in again and talk Musk, we can do that. But let's go back to the calls on the 2000 Mules film. Let's go to Joshua in Texas. Wait, is this my friend Joshua that I saw today?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Yo, bro. Wasn't that just a scariest thing you've ever seen? You know what really frightened me? It wasn't the evidence that they pulled forward. Didn't you get that scary feeling how when you walked out of the theater and just no one cares?
Well, that's the demoralization that we're used to from years and years of criminal activity involving politics being caught and caught and caught. You know, Clinton's with all their crimes, Obama with the illegal spying. I mean, all of it. And nothing ever gets done. So that's just us being oppressed and beaten down and demoralized that, yeah, we commit crimes. We run the whole thing. What are you going to do about it? It's gangster mafia tactics.
That was the scariest thing, was coming out of the theater and just looking around. Like, I've moved out of my place out of Beverly Hills, living on Rodeo Drive, and escaped to Texas to seek my freedom back. And now I'm realizing there's really nowhere to run. Like,
said you saw it in theaters?
Yeah.
Was the theater crowded at all?
It had about maybe 30 people in it.
That's probably got to be, I mean, nobody goes to movies anymore. That had to be the most crowded movie, I would guess.
No, it wasn't that. That was another scary thing. It wasn't that crowded. But what really scared the crap out of me is that, like, we go around. Like, we have all this evidence, Owen, and no one cares. Now, if they took it the first time, who's to say they're not going to take it again? And no one, not even Trump, is going to do anything about it. I mean,
Just say this. It's not that nobody cares, because you care. You matter. I care. Everybody in the audience cares. We matter. The problem is that it's people in the positions that matter and can do something about this that seem to not care or not want to do anything about it. That's the problem. The people actually care. I believe the people actually care. It's, you know, the FBI, the DHS, it's the government, the law enforcement wing that should be addressing this. They're the ones that are letting us down. They're the ones that, I guess, don't care.
it's just so sad, Owen. And thank you for all the work you guys do over there at InfoWars, man. But the thing is, it's just, it really is just so sad because Graham's team of all of it doing anything about it. And no one cares. It's going to happen again. Watch the midterms, because even though some states will stay on track.
Well, now that you say that's going to be the interesting is the midterms. There's going to be more legitimate concern and oversight of the midterm elections probably than ever before. I mean, the Democrats' big lie was, 2020 most secure elections in history. That's obviously a lie. It could be true about 2022 just because everybody knows the big crime that happened in 2020. Plus, some states, like Missouri, it just happened in Missouri, some states have made drop boxes illegal. They've made all different forms of ballot harvesting illegal. Voter ID laws are going into effect as well. So it's going to be really hard for the Democrats to cheat in 2022. That's not going to stop them from trying, I'm sure. But let's cross our fingers, pray to God, and hope we have a free and fair election in 2022. And I believe if we ever did, if we nationwide had a real legitimate election without any funny business, I don't know if there'd be many Democrats left in office, folks. I really don't think there'd be many left. You probably count them on a single hand. Josh, good to hear from you. Let's go to Bruce in California. Bruce, you're on the War Room. Go ahead.
Mr. Owen Schroyer, great job, my man, as usual. Hey, I live out here in California, 10 miles outside of Los Angeles. And you asked the question to a previous caller when they were watching people put those ballots in the mailboxes, if it stunned them that they were doing such a thing. Well, I wasn't stunned at all because I watched all those hearings back on OAN when it first all happened. And these people were stuffing these machines with ballots and stuff. And they have to know they're on camera at least a little bit.
Here's the one thing. We can never overestimate a liberal's intelligence. These are dumb people. I mean, even the whistleblower, the Democrat mule whistleblower, was like, no, they take advantage. They purposely look for dumb people to take advantage of them.
Absolutely. The movie was great. It's more evidence in the evidence basket. These people are, nothing they do, as I underestimate them at all. Of course, we're out here in the belly of the beast ourselves, though. But
they probably stole California, too, though, to be honest. All right, that does it, Bruce. I'm sorry to cut you short, but that does it for the transmission today. Let's just be patient. The documentary only came out a week or so ago. Let's wait and see if there's any legitimate response from law enforcement or the Republican Party. I'd say give it another 2 weeks or so, and we'll see if anybody wants to do anything about this clear election fraud proof that we now have. We'll see you tomorrow. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
America is in a fight for its life. Free nations everywhere are struggling against the globalists and the World Economic Forum. And at the center of that resistance is InfoWars. Because of your support, we are still on the air and being vindicated everywhere. So I wanted to take some time out today to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I wanted to just take a moment to ask you to count the cost of how far we've come together and realize that right now is the equivalent of the 12th round heavyweight championship with these people. And we have the edge, and we're actually starting to win. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. The 28 years of InfoWars on air is now bearing fruit. It's now entering the zone of where we were designed to be and where God inspired us to be. So I want to thank you again, and I want to ask you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Faraday cages for your phones and laptops and iPads, amazing supplements, these really cool little gold bars that come in an art piece that's limited edition. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com that allow us to battle all the lawsuits for the Democratic Party, all the deplatforming, the debanking, to pay for the massive bandwidth costs we have, reaching millions and millions and millions a day with band.video at InfoWars.com and so much more. Please keep us on the air. Please keep us in the fight, because this is your fight. InfoWarsStore.com has some big sales going on right now, but quite frankly, we make such small margins on a lot of the products, it's not getting us over the hump. We're still in the red.
So please go to InfoWarsStore.com where there's a big support InfoWars donate button. And that way, whether it's $10 or $100, we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Again, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. But whatever you do, pray for InfoWars and spread the word about InfoWars, because it's the tip of the spear and the people are really starting to listen and wake up.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.